I think the truth is that, you know, go-to-market strategy evolves over time. It's never just the one thing forever. But what I will say is for very early stage companies, you can tell that your go-to-market strategy is working because you are growing and you are hearing not only positive feedback from the market, but you're also seeing customers buy and stay. And that is really the marker of that you've got something going on. When we start looking at growth, all that really means is that our go-to-market strategy has likely evolved to a place to where it's going to be able to sustain meaningful growth. And usually that means that go-to-market is pretty solid. And now we have to figure out other parts of the business to optimize, to improve. That it could be marketing, but it could also be product. It could be product marketing. Like, there's so many different aspects of the business, of course, that we could focus on. But go-to-market ultimately does evolve over time. I think a lot of people think that you create it once and then you never think about it ever again. But the truth is that you're always reevaluating and making sure that you not only have a very strong product market fit, but also that you have a very clear understanding of how to actually acquire customers and that you're presenting a model that is palatable to the market, but also is still going to be beneficial to you at the end of the day. So it's a mutual win and no one feels like they're losing out on anything.
I think that's a really good way of looking at it, where you're looking for a win for everybody in the equation. What types of frameworks do you use when talking about go-to-market? I know we talked a little bit about jobs to be done. How does that work and what other ones